How are you feeling at the French Open? This is your 20th time here. How much of that feels like all positive experience that builds on itself, and how much is, you know, too much? Or I don't know if it's at some point, you know, Sam Stosur was in here earlier and was saying that she thinks sometimes the young kids don't know what they don't know, and they're just sort of go out there and be braver and unburdened by things. But you have obviously so much experience. I just don't know what the pros and cons you think of that experience might be.
For me, experience is only a plus. I feel like push come to shove, for all, I'm going to have the experience of what it's like to be in that situation for a young player. Maybe this is their first, third round, but I've played a number of them. So it's going to feel less climatic to me. It's going to be, hey, I want to win this title. It's not like, oh my God, third round's amazing. So that gives me an advantage. I see it as an advantage for sure.
Venus, another very solid performance today. How important is it, like, going into the second week or into the fourth round to be rested, but also to be maybe tested to a certain degree, just going forward to see where you're at, unquote?
Yeah, I'm not looking for any tests. I'm looking to run away with it. My goal right now is to improve every round, and I feel like today I improved even more in the last rounds and play the big points well. So I feel confident that the next round is going to be another opportunity to improve and to play better and to play better. That's like my focus at the moment.
Sandy? The weather was a little bit dodgy out there, yeah. Some rain and everything. And this week's been hot and humid, so how has that changed?
I was definitely ready for it to come down. It was even a massive lightning strike during my warm-up, and it never came, so that was amazing. And I expected to be cold when I walked out there, so I was all ready for like freezing, and it was still warm. So definitely some unexpected weather, and I hope it holds.
Your next opponent, you played her last year here, the same round, and it didn't go well. How can you?
Yeah.
I was supposed to make you laugh, but, you know, I just failed. So can you just break down the matchup with Timea Bacinski?
Yeah. She's had great results in this tournament 2 years in a row. And, you know, last year she played flawless, so she deserved the win. This year, of course, I have an opportunity to play better, and that's what I'm going to try to do.
Venus, over here. When you look back on kind of how you have evolved as a competitor, specifically at the majors, do you think there are stages, you know, like how you maybe approached slams at the very beginning and then how you approach them more towards the middle of your career, how you're approaching them now, and how has that evolution kind of been?
Yeah. That's a good question. I don't know. Try to play, try to win the match. Pretty straightforward. Yeah.
Venus, you've enjoyed lots of success over a number of years. What gives you that competitive edge? Why do you still want to compete at the top level? You don't need to.
Yeah, because there's really no reason to stop. Like, I've got a lot of fun out here, and I enjoy it. I love it. I'm good at it. So why not?